Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Nina. May I have your account number to pull your order?
My account number? What I'm calling for, I just got products in the mail that I shouldn't have gotten. The order number, you want an order number?
Yes.
5193-4574.
5193-4574. And what
Yes.
is the item that you just received?
It's 5 bottles of AXP S12. What a Prex? What a Prexulation?
Apetrophen.
Yes.
Okay. Hold one moment. Let's pull up that. I'm putting your order number in. And you said
5193-4574.
And that is the order number.
Yes.
What is your email address?
CoachNard2014@gmail.com.
CoachNard2014@gmail.com.
Right.
It says Owen Sturdy Bunt.
Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Owens, could you verify your delivery address?
4652 Perth Court, Apartment 1, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28215.
Okay, I have your account pulled up. And you said you got how many bottles?
I got 5 bottles in this bag.
Okay. This says that you ordered 1 bottle and it was refunded, $49.
Right. So I don't know how I got it, because when I checked my phone, I mean, when money come off my card, it automatically comes up on my phone. And it came up on my phone, and I was like, that $49, that there bottle, that was something, was a mistake. I didn't mean to order that. So I canceled it. And as soon as I did that, it popped up on my phone, $145. And I called, and I have talked to somebody since then. And all that is going to tell me, and you need to talk to your bank. You need to talk to your bank. I said, well, I talked to someone before that, the same day that this happened, this order was taken, that I didn't order this here. I didn't want to order this here, and I wanted my REMA money back.
Okay, so now I need to pull that order up that you're referring to, because this order says 1 bottle. So
okay,
one moment. What I'm doing is putting your email back in to see would another account come up.
Yeah, because I even emailed them and told them that the cancel this here order here, because I don't know where it came from. I remember thinking about doing the first bottle, and then when the other one, when that popped up on my phone, I was like, no, I don't want no 5 bottles. And I called and talked to the person. I emailed and said, cancel that order. And I got a customer respond to that, that we are handling your order. It's being taken care of. And I had called my bank and let them know about it was unauthorized and it's supposed to be back on my phone bill, on my card. The 45 came back right quick. But this 145, no. It should have came back on my car too. And the lady that I talked to, she said she thinks it takes about 5 to 7 business days or whatever before it may show up on my car. And it's been longer than that. And now all of a sudden, the day I go to the mailbox and here's this packet.
Bear with me, Mr. Owens. I'm trying to find that charge. Okay, I see the five bottles. It's on June the 11th. It says, let's see what happened. Okay, this says that, so what you would have to do, I have to issue, well, let me ask you this. Now, this is Apex Atropin. I have the account pulled up for $145.
Right.
So this is the order that was pending, and it did go through. That's why you received it. Because what they did was try to cancel it in pending status, but it was too late. It went through. Now, I can apply, this is Apex Atropin. It is a great male enhancement. May I apply 25% discount to keep the five bottles?
No, ma'am. I don't want it.
Okay. You would have to return it. Return the shipment.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. I'll issue. Well, I can go as far as a managerial 30% discount to keep.
I don't want it. I don't want it. That's why I canceled it. Meaning I don't want it, period. Because these five bucks kind of sell automatic. I didn't even punch in that hundred for the five bottles, and automatically they send me there to take money off my card. Other than the 45, I mean the 49.
Because this is a total new order. See, by looking at both of those orders, remember what happened. When you were placing the order, did the computer stall on you and you tried to reprocess the order? Because this is two orders that were placed.
No, it popped up. I mean, that other one popped up and said, when I did that one, it said, if you want a discount of $5, you can get a discount. I did not push none of that. If anything that we should have been was that $1. And I was going to keep it, but after this 145 popped up, I said, I don't want it at all because it's taking my money, and I didn't authorize that. I mean, out of $145, and this is virus saying, I need every penny I can get my money back. That was a mistake on your end for doing that because I didn't push nothing to say I wanted $5. No.
No, it looks like you pushed the rebate buy three, get two free, or buy two, get three free.
No, I did not push that. They did that on their own. I did not do that.
We don't do that, sir.
Well,
we can't
do
that.
My thing is, I want to return this thing. I want my money back. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, they'll give it back to you once you return it back to us. Do you have a pencil so I can give you the return information?
Okay, what's that number?
Okay, hold one moment. I'm issuing a return merchandise authorization. Now, that my suggestion, since the amount is a large amount, I would get a tracking number when you return this and call us back with that tracking number after 2 days because we have to track the shipment and see that it's coming back to us, and then you can get a refund faster that way.
Okay. So the refund would not go back on that same card because I canceled that card.
Okay, we would have to update the card.
If it goes for anything, go to that card, it would be transferred to the new card.
Okay. Well, it's up to you. You can update the card number if you like. Did you want to do that or leave this one and it'll redirect the funds? It's up to you.
I don't know whether that's going to work like that or not. I don't know. I never had to go through this here.
Okay. Do you have a pencil to get the return address?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Return it back to F as in Frank, S as in Sam, I as in India, FSI.
Mm-hmm.
The address is 875
okay.
Douglas Hill Road.
Douglas?
Douglas, like the man, Douglas. Frederick Douglas.
Douglas, okay.
Hill
and
Road.
Douglas who?
Hill, H-I-L-L.
Hill, okay.
Road.
Road, okay.
And that's it. Lithia, L-I-T-H-I-A. Lithia Spring.
L-I-T-H what?
I-A.
Okay.
Springs, Georgia.
Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G?
Yes, S.
Yes, Spring, okay.
G-A.
Spring. G-A?
Georgia.
Okay, yes, G-A. Okay.
30122.
30
what? 122.
Okay.
And then the RMA number can go right below it. RMA stands for Return Merchandise Authorization. And again, it has a 2-week expiration. So that means if it's not back in 2 weeks, they're not going to refund it.
Excuse me?
That's why I'm giving you the suggestion. I mean, the RMA number has a 2-week expiration. The way that you can get your refund fast and don't have to worry about the RMA number expiring, pay for a tracking number, and in 2 days, call us and give us that tracking number. We'll track it and refund it. If that tracking number says it's coming back to our warehouse, we can issue that refund.
Okay, so give me that RM what?
RMA. Return Merchandise Authorization. That number, and it can go right below the return address. The number is 1043-527.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, is there any...
Can I read all this back to you, make sure we're on the same page, please?
Certainly.
Okay, you started out with FSI. 875, and that's Wood. What you say that is, Wood?
Lithia.
Who?
L-I-T-H-I-A, Lithia Springs, Georgia.
Lithia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking about the street. The street is Douglas Hill Road, 875.
875, okay. Will spell that for me, make sure I got this right, because I can barely hear a little bit.
Okay, Douglas is D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Hill,
okay.
H-I-L-L, Road.
Road.
R-A.
Okay, I had that. Okay, and then you got Letha, what is that? Letha Springs, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
R-M... The RM, what's the RMA number? Is 1043-527. Correct?
Yes, sir.
And the zip code is 30122.
That is correct.
And you say get the tracking number.
Yes, sir. Hold on to it.
And call you back in 2 days.
After you purchase that tracking number. If we can see that it's coming back to us, we can issue that refund. If we cannot see that it's coming back to us, you would have to call back again. Because
okay.
We have to see that. The tracking has to say that it's coming back to Georgia.
Right. Okay. And I need to take this. I think this was shipped this by what, UPS?
Regular post office.
The regular post office. Oh, okay.
Oh, you can ship it by however you like.
I'm going to go ship it right now. Right now. Okay. And let me check if I got anything I need. And you say, if I go ahead and give you that card number, that would be more helpful for me and quicker for it to go directly to the card that I'm using now?
That is correct.
Okay, I'll give you that card number. That's a new card. I just got it. Okay, you ready?
Is this a MasterCard?
This is a debit direct express card that I use.
I mean, is that Master or Visa?
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. And what is the 16-digit card number?
5332-4803-2236-6834.
And the expiration?
1024.
And the security code on the back?
058.
Okay, we updated to a MasterCard ending in 6834, expire October 2024.
Yes, we're correct.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Can I have your name, please, so I can verify here? I mean, look, whenever I call back, I may want to, I know it might be a long shot to get you, but anyway, I would like
I'm
to
here,
have
I'm here Tuesday through Saturday before 6 okay. o'clock.
Okay.
My name is Nina.
Spell it for me.
N-I-N-A.
N-I-N-A.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's your last name.
Do we have to have, it's on your account. I prefer not to give my last name, but my notes are on your account.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to figure out why would that make a difference when you give me a number,
sir?
Last name.
Because we got crazy people out there. And for security.
That's why I'm asking that there, because we got some crazy people work for companies now. Because the lady I talked to before, she told me, she asked me all this here stuff, my social security number and all this here stuff. Then when I talked to a lady.
Social security number.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I talked to a lady the next day, the other day, and she said, no one should have even asked you for your social security number.
No, no social security number.
Right. So. I done got to run around with this here ever since the 19th when I first knew all this transaction happened. I done got
June
to run
the 11th.
Well, yes, June the 11th. I done got to run around about all of this here. And they said something about a skinny meat chocolate, whatever that is. I don't know. I have no idea what that is. So that was supposed to have been a company. But anyway, I'm talking to you. I talked to someone else that talked like you did business. Like, but the first person I talked to started asking me all that there, and she said she could never find nothing with my name or numbers or nothing. And then all of a sudden, oh, yes, I did find it, your account, after I gave all this information. And that's why she told the one that told me to take 5 to 7 business days before any money would go back on my car. And the lady told me that I talked to the second lady. She said, no, we would not tell you nothing like your the money was going back to your car in a certain amount of days. So I don't know who that was, because she didn't want to give me her name as well.
No, I want to give you my name. I did give you my name.
Yeah, you gave me your name.
Is there
okay.
anything else I can help you with today?
That's all.
Thank you for calling Apexotropin Customer Support. Have a great day.